you wake up each morning brimming with excitement, overjoyed to begin a new day? Does your work satisfy and fulfill you? Are your relationships healthy and supportive? Does your lifestyle support your dream version of you? And finally, are you happy? Join Maya Voce, mystic warrior and energy goddess, as she takes you on a journey through the amazing world of energy. Harness the infinite powers of the universe and allow your real light to shine through. Anything can be yours. You only just have to believe.
And good morning. This is Mia, your host and guide to the power of five: revelation, transformation, and manifestation. My beautiful friends, how lovely to be sitting in this sacred space with you again. It has been far too long since I'm able to be here with you. I had a bit of a blip traveling across the world. So I just want to say a big thank you to my family in Australia and our friends at Triple H who were so supportive of getting me into this beautiful space on air. And a huge thank you to Om Times Radio, such a lovely, lovely family here. So here I am live coming to you from the big island of Hawaii. And in fact, not just Hawaii, I am coming to you live from the top of the volcano. So my goodness, what a place of transformation. You know, Pele herself has called me here across the ocean to talk to you about transformation, to sit in the heart of transformation. I mean, my goodness, what an energy form. We've got lava, we've got sulfur gases, we've got so much going on, and I bring it all to you. So I'd like to just paint a little picture of serenity for you right now, because it's bright and early in the morning here, 10 a.m., drawing you into the space with me, taking a breath together and just breathing as one. There is so much craziness going on right now, so much upheaval, which we're going to talk about in a moment. But let's just take this moment for you, for both of us, for everyone who's in this space with us together, and just breathe. How important to sit in our stillness, find that bit of peace in any way that you can. But as you know me, if you know me well, you know I talk so much about finding that stillness and how important that is to life, and so very important right now. So let's just take that breath together and let go of stress, let go of worry, if anything, just for this hour that we're together. All right, so thank you again. My heart is just brimming with gratitude to be sharing this space with you. Thank you. So on with that, there is lots to talk about today. You know, the world outside, there is so much going on. I didn't even know where to start today, but of course, I found a place. So let's talk about change. So much change going on in the world. So much change in such a short amount of time. My goodness, right? If you think about it, a couple weeks ago, a month ago, 2 months ago, we have come so far. And the linguist in me, hold a master's degree in linguistics. I adore language. It fascinates me. Gets you into the mind, you know, of humans. And I've spent a life studying it. So I'm sitting here as observer, you know, hearing these new terms just pop up. So we've got, let's see, you know, social distancing. That wasn't a thing a couple weeks ago, even, was it? You know, a month ago, that wasn't a thing. This is a new thing. The other concept, essential business, you know, all businesses used to be essential. Now there's essential business. So yet another new topic. And what I find interesting is our leave taking. And what I mean by that, from my linguist hat, is the way we say goodbye to each other now. You know, there's no more, oh, see you in a bit, or, you know, have fun today, or see you tomorrow. No, it's all be safe, be safe. Someone said that to me yesterday, and I just sat back again as observer, and I said, wow, that's interesting how quickly these things have pervaded this new place that we're in, right? So so much change. Now, let me ask you something. This is something that I sit with probably far too often, really, and it just mystifies me. Because if you look at life, all of life is change, is it not? Every moment of every day is change. Now, it might not seem like change because we create these, you know, routines, we'll call them, this pattern. You'd get up in the morning, and we'll describe an old pattern, perhaps. You get up in the morning, and you get dressed, and have breakfast, put on the news, and go out to work. Again, an old pattern, right? Every moment of that, it seems like the same, but it's not. You know, just like snowflakes, neither of them are the same. Each moment of your day, each moment of your life is not the same. So with so much change, let me ask you this. Why don't we like it? Why don't we humans do change? Like I just seriously, like if you know me personally, I obsess about this because it just seems that this dichotomy, every moment is change, but we don't do it. So anyway, we are now confronted with a massive amount of change. I mean, this is change that's just, you know, it's left us just like deer in headlights, right? Like, my goodness, you know, my yesterday is not my today, and what's going on tomorrow? Even here, I went shopping last week, had to like get some staples, and went into the store, no problem, you know, everything was chill, you know, got to do my thing. And then I tried to go back over the weekend, just maybe 2 days later, because I had forgotten some butter. My daughter likes to bake. This is her new thing, which is great for me, because I don't enjoy that. And so I get to eat all her sweet treats that she's making, but we do end up going through butter very quickly. So anyway, tried to get back in the shop, and I was stopped because there was only so many people in the shop. There's no more children allowed. I didn't have the appropriate face covering. And so it was a different experience, right? So there's all this massive change going on in the world. How are we supposed to deal with it? You know, how are we supposed to feel, to express? And so what I would answer to that is we're sitting now in this void energy. So let's discuss that for a moment, because this is really key to where we are right now. We're sitting in this, well, void. You can understand what a void is. It's a space of in between. So energetically, and everything I talk about is coming from an energetic standpoint. I sit firmly in an energy world. We are energy beings residing in an energy plane. And so everything that I discuss is coming from that framework, that viewpoint. So we're sitting in this void. The void is neither a beginning or an ending. Ending, beginning. It's this meeting of both, right? And I was just thinking, I just made myself a note, is that we are actually sitting today in the in-between, because we're in this dark moon energy. So imagine, dark moon is the exact middle between two cycles, right? It's the ending of one cycle, the beginning of another, and that is exactly where we are sitting as a whole, as all of humanity right now. So let's talk about this energy, because it will explain our experience a little bit more, give it that layer of richness. You know, void ending, not beginning, not ending. It is a place of uncertainty. There is no clarity in the void. There is not even a glimmer of clarity in this space. That is not is its intention. That's not the purpose of this void energy at any time that we find ourselves in. It is a place of gestation. And you can think of just a fetus, you know, growing in a mother's womb. The mother, after 3 months, although myself, I have been pregnant and have birthed a beautiful young maiden who now is turning 11 just next weekend. So it was, seems like a blink ago, but was some years ago now. You know, the mother after 3 months can't go, okay, this is, I'm done now. Can we change the outcome? I'd like to just birth today. Thank you. And I'm sure there's many mothers out there that would understand that feeling. I know I went through that. But that it's the same energy right now. We can't go, I'm in the void, I don't like it, I don't know what's happening, let's get out now and just rejoin life. It would be nice, but that's not what happens, and it's not the purpose of this energy. And I want to really stress that, is that all of energy, so we have all of these beautiful planets out there, these stars, these alignments of energy, they're all there for a reason. Right. And they're all there affecting our own energy fields, because, again, and you'll hear me say this so often, we are all energy beings. And it's time. I really think it's time. This is what the universe is saying, is that we jump into that energy boat and we really embody it. But that we're going to talk about later. Let's get back to the void energy. So, you know, we're in this place of unknown. We can't rush through it. And I want to talk a little bit about this, because a lot of the work I do is honoring the dark. And it's something that I really push home. Honoring these places of stickiness, honoring these places of discomfort. There's a reason for them, right? You know, being in this world is a world of duality. That is, in essence, what this life is. It is duality. You know, here we are out, you know, before we reincarnate into this plane, we're in this place of connectiveness. It's this one consciousness. You know, we're used to this feeling of being one, of unity. Then we're birthed into this plane, and that's ripped away from us, and we're smack in the face with this duality. Everything is about duality, and that in and of itself is not a comfortable thing for us. So that's the journey of life. That's a big topic, so we're going to again table that one, get back to void energy, not being able to rush through it, honoring these dark moments. So here we all sit, right, in this place of discomfort, this place of gestation, saying to ourselves, what the heck happened, right? Last week, I was going to work, I was going shopping, meeting my friends for coffee, and now all of a sudden, I'm in a house, and everything is different. And I hear people, you know, out there, I hear some things coming to me saying, we just, you know, wait till this is a blip in the sky and we get back to everything. And what I have been writing about now for 2 months straight is that there's a reason for this energy. It's not going back to the way it is, because that is the purpose of this energy, is that we don't go back to the way it is. It's the whole reason, the whole reason for this to be here now. And I want to add right there. So, you know, we've all been in this place of surprise, I think, caught unaware that this was coming, or really to this extent, you know, whatever it is. It's really moved very quickly. But that's all on a conscious level. You know, at a subconscious level, we've all decided, we've all chosen in the great void of the sky to be here at this time now. And we're all here for a reason. Very much believe that everything happens for a reason, including all of this out there. So what is your role in all of this? You know, why have you chosen to be here? You know, what's sitting with you right now? What's bubbling up with you? Like, I had a conversation last week with another woman in this similar field, and she was saying, you know, I feel almost guilty, but I have this sense of excitement, because she goes, I know in my soul I'm here for now. And I, when we were talking, I said, you know what, that really resonates with me as well. I really feel like I am here at this moment, exact time, for this change. To talk about it, to be a part of it. So I put that out to you. How are you really feeling? Not the surprise, not the discomfort with things taken away, with loss. And that, again, is another topic. We'll talk a lot about grief on this show. And the grief right now about losing that which was. You know, energetically, when I connect, there is so much grief. At first, there was anger. That was almost overwhelming. Anger, frustration led to immense fear, and now we're in this place of grief, collective grief. What has been lost, and really realizing that it's not going to spring back to the way it was. I spoke to my friend on the East Coast, and she thinks that, you know, they'll be in this place much, much longer than we will be. So it's all just unfolding, right? Unfolding. And that leads me to the next topic, is what is actually happening energetically. I've been calling it the great unraveling, the great unraveling. So what is unraveling? I can make that a complicated answer. I can say simply everything. I'm going to go with the simple answer. And that's the thing I always talk about, is that we humans overcomplicate everything. We overcomplicate everything. So I'm not going to overcomplicate this morning or this afternoon, as this is reaching you. I'm going to leave it simply, everything is unraveling. Now, going back to change, you know, this change that's occurring, great change, how uncomfortable it is for everyone. But on one level, haven't we been asking for change and really wanting it throughout the years? We've seen little snippets of things appearing, you know, the Me Too movement that has grown and developed. Groups of people that perhaps would have been, you know, off on the wayside now are coming together and speaking. So there's been these rips in the fabric of society, let's put it that way, and groups coming up. So change has been wanted. Change has been asked for. change has been sent out with an intention on an energetic level, and now it's here. Maybe it's not the change that we would have asked for, but what change did we ask for, you know, other than change? So we're here in this time of the great unraveling, and there are many groups who have actually foretold of this time. Aboriginal groups. I've just spent 9 years in Australia and have had the honor and privilege of sitting in circle with elders of the community. And there's many who have been saying, you know, for 50 years or so, foreseeing this time of the great unraveling, the unraveling of old constructs. Here, let's put some words to it. The unraveling of ideas, unraveling of what we view as reality. You know, I was having a conversation with an ex-reporter about truth right now. And again, Plato would be rolling over, wouldn't he, with what's been going on, not just these past few months, but, you know, years right now, this sense of truth. Truth used to be something infallible. Truth used to be, you know, that's it. It's not something you can throw rocks at and change. But yet we have, haven't we? It's shifted and changed and become its own thing. So even the sense of truth is unraveling. Our constructs, outdated paradigms. You know, we've been existing for so long in the society that we've created. And I do say we. That's a big part of what we'll weave into this is that we as human beings, we are responsible for everything that occurs out into the world. Everything, because again, why? I think you can answer this now, is because we're energy beings, you know, in this energy reality. What happens within us is mirrored out there. If I could say the only thing truly you can, that you are in control of in your life is you, your energy. All right, let's be specific, your energy field, you know, how, what energy you're creating, what energy you're putting out there. So we are all part of what's going on in the world around us. So how did I get on that? We're talking about the unraveling of society, the unraveling of these constructs. And again, we've really wanted them to go in one aspect, wanted them to disappear. So let's hold on for that for a second, and I'll be back in a moment. Gonna get a sip of water, and I will be back more.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
It is time to celebrate self-discovery and personal growth. But you know, your efforts have to be consistent in order to stay balanced and to overcome depression and fears. So, what new books are available? How do you stay centered? Elizabeth Joyce and her guests will help you find out. That's Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, Mondays at 6 p.m. on OM Times Radio.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And hello, my lovelies. It's Mia back with you. Had a sip of water, grounded, centered. And again, we're here together in this sacred space. And let's take that breath together. Ready? And just let it go. So we've been talking about this great unraveling talking about. We're sitting here all together in this void energy, which again is this place in between. It's a place of the dark, of the unknown. So now I want to talk about another energy out there in the universe right now. So we've got the unraveling. We also have this great shift in consciousness. So every week I sit in meditation and I connect with energetic universal energies and then share that with you through my blogs and I'm this space right now. So last week when I connected, I was presented with this image, very strong image of, it looked like two galaxies that were smooshed together and then slowly coming apart. One was going up and one was kind of going off the picture, so to speak. So I bet you can guess what this is. And if not, I'm going to tell you, so don't worry. But what it is all of us. So this is us right now. And it's this divide of consciousness that's occurring. And I know that many of you out there, intuitive creatures that you are, have picked up on this. So let me explain in a little bit more detail. So again, we've had these two groups that really are finding home within their group. If that makes sense, I hope so right now. So we have one group that's really firmly grounded in the reality you see before you with your physical eyes. You're turning on the news and you're just absorbed with news, finding that news in whatever platform, talking to your friends and sharing that same energy. So you're really grounded in what you see and hear around you. Okay. We'll leave that group for a moment and we travel to the other group. So the other group are those that go, it's not sitting well with me. It's not feeling right. There's more to it, you know, in whatever way, because there's lots that can go into this can of worms here. You know, there's, like I said, many intuitive people, many awakened people. And those that are just beginning your awakening journey and those first feelings of, that is the sign of an awakening. You're just questioning. My goodness, I question everything. My poor parents, if my mom is listening, mom, by the way, I love you. Thank you again for sharing this space with me. I know you always go, what the heck is my daughter talking about? But it's just share. Oh my! I lost my train of thought there. See, I brought mom into it, and I said, "My goodness, where am I going?" So anyway, back to the other individual questioning. That's it. It was the questioning of where we're going, questioning what's out there in reality. Saying, "Okay, you know, I'm hearing the news, but I'm not really believing the news from whatever reason." Okay, I'm not saying not to believe the news. I'm just, you know, fill in the blanks for what feels right to you. And a quick aside right there, energetically, everything is what's feeling right to you, okay? So this other group they have a shift in consciousness, let's say. So they're questioning things, they're feeling things. And again, another aside, the feeling is really key because we sit firmly right now within the age of Aquarius. And I remember when I started in this sort of sacred space, in this sacred space, I was saying to myself, goodness, it was like 3 years ago, before all of this, certainly, but before the shift in consciousness actually began. I lost my train of thought again, and I really need to shut off blips on my computer. So anyway, we're in the second group of people, and we're in this huge divide. And so this awakened group really is in this shift of consciousness. I know where I was going, into the heart space. How could I forget that? Oh, Mia, diving into the heart space, because that is what's relevant here in the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius is all about getting out of your head space and into your heart space and feeling. And I have been on that soapstone for so long now, talking about have to get into your heart. You know, you have to dive into that space. Stop thinking, okay, on one level, and dive into that heart space of feeling. So it's all about right now feeling, you know, feeling what's right, feeling what information feels right to you, feeling what scenario is right for you, okay? So this divide is just going to get bigger, all right? And that's where we sit right now, is it's simply dividing. And we'll see what happens, you know, in the weeks to come and the months to come. But again, that is the purpose of this energy. The purpose of it is for this divide to happen, to allow this consciousness to evolve. You know, it is time to begin this shift of consciousness and dive into this new plane. So what can you do with this void energy? Well, again, we can't speed it up. We can't jump out of it and jump back in. We can't go, oh, I'm going to have a vacation now out of it, you know, and come back into it. But something to take home of sitting in this void energy is that, yes, it's not maybe a happy place. No, it's not a comfortable place. But let me tell you, it is a place of infinite possibilities, infinite. And that's the take that I grab onto when I'm sitting in this void. I go, all right, I'm sitting in a space of darkness. I'm sitting in the unknown. I don't necessarily like the unknown, but there is a purpose for it because you can create. And that's what we're doing now. And that gets me a little bit excited. Maybe you can hear that in my voice because it is this place of infinite possibilities. And let me share something with you, my lovelies, because this is so important. Something we've come so far away from is that you sitting there sharing this space with me, you are a being of light filled with infinite possibilities. And somehow we've forgotten that, haven't we? We've come so far away from that, you know, glued to the news, glued to just what we see outside. We've just been ripped away from our communities. And this has been happening for thousands of years. But again, a key word right now, two key words that are relevant in this energy. One is security, one is community. And both are being just attacked and pummeled. But for the purpose of restructuring. For the purpose of restructuring, you know, in that infinite possibility. So back to you, my lovely. You are a being of infinite potential because you are a being of the divine light, right? And that's the shift that I feel happening right now is that all of this out there, you know, there's the story, and let's just leave it like that. It's the story. But then there's you as this divine light. And what I have surmised, what I feel like for years now, is that this is really the journey back home, you know, back home to on one level simplicity. Again, we overcomplicate everything, don't we? We overcomplicate everything. So this is a journey back to simplicity. It's also a journey of letting go. And that's something I write about very much. I was trying to think of a big word for that, but really of letting go. My own personal journey, you know, this past year, 2019, was all about letting go. And I will share with you, you know, January of 2019, my partner left our home. I was just going to meet up with some friends for an innocent afternoon, and we never saw him again. He never came home. And the police came to my house the next morning, bright and early, two impossibly young police officers who were doing a very challenging bit of work to tell me that my partner was deceased. So from that moment on, my whole journey became letting go. So let me tell you, I am the queen of letting go. I've let go of my home, let go of possessions, car, identity, you name it. I'm the expert right now, and I'm here to guide you all, really, on this journey of letting go. But that is what this journey is, right? We're letting go of the life that was, the life that, my goodness, only existed a blink ago, right? Letting go and shifting identities, your personal identity, our identities as a human race, as a species. All of these things are being questioned and rewritten in this moment. They're being rewritten. Reevaluated. Remember, infinite potential, infinite possibilities. The joys of it being a home studio. My little dog is trying to get up on my lap, but he can't come right now. So we're going to get back to infinite possibilities. He has one possibility, to sit and wait. So I talk often about my very stubborn dog, Sylvester, on air. He's the world's most stubborn dog. When you walk, he decides where to go, and he won't vary at all. He will just sit in the middle of the road. My daughter and I are convinced he has some wish to be one with cars, because he sees a car, and instead of getting out of the way, he just wants to go right at them. So, and he's only like 13 pounds. He's not a big, huge dog. Back to infinite possibilities here and letting go. So we are being asked to let go. And here also is the divide, right? So we have those that hang on, and they're hanging on to dear life, to everything that was. And then you have others who are saying, yeah, okay, maybe it is time to let go of these presets. Maybe it is time to let go of these constructs. And I'm going to just sit in the unknown, not holding on to things that weigh me down. So there's again, these two factors. Now, I'll be honest, letting go is not easy. You know, it's the same thing with change for humans. We have change in our life every moment of every day, but we don't do it well. We have lots of stuff around us, and, you know, it gets complicated. I'm not going to dive into that right now. We will do shows just about letting go, because energy gets involved when you have possessions, you know, things that you love, you have emotions. There's all energy binds, you know, there's cords that wrap around it. So it's not that simple to just to talk about in this time frame, nor something I want to really dive into right now. But let's just say that, again, this energy right now is about forcing us to look at things to let go. So what do we do? You know, again, things are moving forward. That's the only way to go. You can't go back. So many people would like to go back. But that's just not a reality. It's not possible. So how do we move forward? Well, not going to talk about that right now, because we're stuck in the void. And the void is not about moving forward. The void is about honoring that dark, you know, and within us, we have both dark and light. We are beings of light. Yes, we are pure light, pure energy, which never dies, never fades in its perfection. But our physical self, well, you know, we have some stuff that we might like to keep hidden. We might like to keep it just buried within us and, you know, show that sunny side to everybody, show them, you know, the sparkles. But it is not without diving in and experiencing that darkness, experiencing that void energy within you, that you can really honor the light. So again, we're in this darkness, we're in this, you know, sticky place. If at all possible, find some time alone. Now, I know even myself being challenged with that. I have a 10-year-old at home who apparently is never going back to school. I mean, it's just goes on and on. Every day changes, like I was saying. So it is adjusting. And a kitten now crawling all over, going to go on the computer. That's not happening. So let's put him down. See, adjustments every moment, change, being flexible. So would you go down? Okay. Find some time, find any amount of time that you can, and I would really stress getting out into nature if you can. Now, I know for some of you that's a challenge. You're in cities, so you're stuck in your house, and you're really told you can't go out at all, so I do understand that. And I'm hoping beyond hope that you at least have a house plant in your house, because even that is connecting with nature, even that. And we'll talk about, yeah, that would be a good topic. We'll talk about meditations with plants, because that's something I do a lot about, is getting the wisdom from nature, is sitting and communing with trees, with plants, with flowers. They all have something to say. You just need to know how to listen, right? That goes with anything in life. So get out in nature if you can. And find that stillness and see if you can go within, because the void energy is not an action energy, all right? That's the other thing. It is an introspective energy, and it's time really to just sit and go within and to honor each moment, which we should be doing anyway in life, and honoring each moment and being in the now, which can be challenging on a good day. But in this place, when our minds are so cluttered and we're so just wrapped up in uncertainty, right? And all of our comforts, all of our things of comfort have been ripped away. And some really big things challenged. We were talking about sense of security, right? So sense of security is being challenged. Community is being challenged. Community that feeds us, that nurtures us. Even the sense of touch. And I find that so interesting. Again, coming from observer, from standing outside, this touch, you know, we're human beings. Touch is part of our physical nature. It is part of who we are. And I, as an Italian American, I will share with you, my goodness, I am a huggy, touchy person. So this is just ripping me apart right now to not even be able to get close to someone. So that is changing us. You know, that's changing us as people, as humanity, as humans, just us as individuals. I started writing a piece last week, which I'm not finished yet. It's a cheery title. It's called The Demise of Humanity, as it is for now, though. So not in the big scope of things, but it is a change. You know, all of these things, once fear gets into the fabric of society, once it gets into your own energy field, because fear is an energy, We can resonate it, not resonate with it, but it is an energy source. Once it gets in, it slides around, you know, it moves around like a snake and really dives in there, and it's really hard to rip it out. It becomes one with our energy field and changes that which it touches. So now that fear is in there, you know, it's a fear of almost of other humans, isn't it? I mean, it really is a huge fear. We're taught right now, we're being told, you know, to be scared of each other because we have this big invisible enemy. And since we can't see the enemy, since we can't really name it or see where it's coming from, it's really we look at each other. And I am really holding my breath and hoping that my work and the work of many, many others out there who are going to be working with fear, that we can shift that and we can come to understand our part and parcel of this journey of fear and putting it out there. You know, our energy bodies, we are in control of them. So we have a choice. Every moment of every day, we have a choice. Do you choose fear or do you choose something else? What is the opposite of fear? Love. Love is the opposite of fear. The two do not go hand in hand. They are not compatible. They are two completely different energy sources. And in a space of love, fear cannot take root, period. How do you get to a space of love? It's called trust. It's the big journey right there. It is all about trust. Something we'll be talking about in the weeks to come, because this game is all about trust. Being in void energy, to bring it back there, is about being in that space of trust, because there is no clarity. There is no clarity, and you can't expect to get to a space of clarity while sitting deep down in that void energy, in that dark space. Again, the whole purpose of that is for there to be this place of unsettlement. We've been talking about the unraveling. All of that energy is evolving in that void energy. So you're not going to find clarity right now. And I guess that's the purpose and point of this, right, is discussing for so long this void energy, is that you're not going to have clarity. We're not going to know the outcome of this, what is happening right now. And I just put it as that. This is an energetic event that's happening. It's an energetic shift in consciousness. Where it's going to go from here is not written yet. You know, we're talking again about infinite possibilities, infinite potential. And think about that in the days to come when we're sitting in the stickiness. Kind of, you know, flip the coin to everything in life. There's this duality in everything in life. There are two sides. You choose which side to look at it. You know, I did a workshop once talking about, energy, go figure, but specifically about the coloring of energy. You know, everything in life is just a sequence of events. You know, it's just moments upon moments and moments. It is us that takes that moment and colors it with something. You know, that moment was bad. That moment was good. That moment was horrible. That moment was, I don't know, you know, something you don't want to repeat. We're the ones that give it a name. We're the ones that define it. The event in and of itself, a situation in and of itself, is undefinable. It just is. It's just happened. It's not happened to you. It's not happened for you. That, again, is your energy taking that on or not. You decide. But it's us that colors every event. You have a choice. And all of my work, all of the purpose is to empower you as human beings, as beings of light. So I'll leave you with that for a moment. Time for another sip of water, and I'll be back in a moment.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
This is Mia Voce back from Power of Five, coming to you live from the Big Island of Hawaii. In fact, on top of a volcano. So I am sharing this energy of transformation with you, this energy of change. We are all sitting in this big void, this all vat of huge lava change, all sitting here together. So things that I'd like to share with you and leave with you, and if you know me well, and if you've sat in circle with me or done a workshop, you know I love homework. I was a university professor for years. I taught rhetoric, and I love structure, and I love to leave you with something to think about in journaling. That's the other thing. I had my friend's voice in my head, and she always said I was the queen of journaling and writing. In fact, my daughter just said, my goodness, mommy, how many journals have you gone through? But anyway, I am a proponent of journaling. I do suggest it. Get your thoughts down on paper. And from an energetic, I had to go there. I had to do the plug for journaling. From an energetic standpoint, what is in your head when you write it? You are affirming that intention. And intention is something we're going to talk a lot about in coming weeks. I'll get it all planned out and share that on my Facebook. So please do hop on, Mia 5 Voce. For everything, I've got website and Facebook. It's all Mia 5 Voce. But I'd love to hear from you and get some feedback and to grow a community, you know, of like-minded individuals. So let me hear from you as well. If there's something you'd like to hear about, let me know. And I'm happy to come on and share those thoughts with you. So journaling and getting back to power. All right. So your homework. That was it, your homework this week. I really want you to find some stillness, all right? So, again, I know you're saying, Mia, I've got five kids in the house, blah, 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 and, you know, like we were just dog jumping on my lap, and how am I going to find that stillness? All right, well, that is a challenge, and even that is a choice. You can say that I cannot find stillness, or you can say I'm going to find stillness and put that intention out there. Anything is possible in this world, anything. Remember that. That is key. So find some stillness this week. And just really commit to yourself, you know, commit to diving within, if anything, just clearing your head. You know, if you're sitting in this place of anxiety and fear, offering that to Mother Earth, you know, we have this big vat of energy around us. We can offer energy we don't want to it, or we can pull from it to feed us. And often I forget that, and I do this on a daily basis, and I remind myself when I'm feeling flat, oh, you know, I have infinite potential out there. Let me connect and just ask Mother Earth to feed my energy field. It is that simple. Again, we overcomplicate everything. It is that simple. So back to your homework. Here we go. Go outside if you can, or sit by your house plant, or just find some space, you know, within your own home, some sacred space to connect. And when I say connect, what I'm meaning is you're just diving within. You're connecting to your heart space. So we spoke about that, connecting to that heart space, connecting to your inner wisdom, connecting to the divine consciousness. And really the one and two are the same. When you connect to your inner wisdom, you are connecting with the divine light. And connecting with the divine light, you are connecting to your own inner wisdom. It is all entangled. So find that time for connection and try to clear your head of just clutter, right? Don't have thoughts about what's going on outside. Don't have thoughts about the news. Don't think about what you're making for dinner. How many dishes with beans and rice we can all make. Got a closet full of beans and rice right now and lentils. It's good staple food. Clear your head and just be. Just be. Because this is the big message I'm getting from all of this. Oh, I just got my goosebumps. So let you know, when I say that I've got my goosebumps, I'm connecting myself to a truism. It's like you hit the nail on the head kind of thought. So I've got these massive goosebumps right now. That it's coming back to yourself. You know, it's letting go. Again, letting go theme, letting go of everything out there, letting go of the old constructs, letting go of what was. Just let go. In a nutshell, just let go. Sit down and be still. Now, I know for many people, now I run a meditation center for 2 years in Australia, and I know for a fact there's many people out there that go, meditation is for others, not for me. And I will tell you what I said years ago. It is for everyone because we're all energy beings. And it is, again, very simple. The basic rules of meditation per Mia Voce are you find a seat, you put your butt down, you clear your head. That's simple. All right. So you're going to find your space this week. Please make this commitment to yourself. Make this commitment to yourself, right? That you're going to honor your journey and find stillness. Dive deep within. Clear your mind and just be. Just be. We need to get to a place where that's okay again, right? And I know there's many people out there who also have had meditation centers and have a regular meditation practice, and you know it's okay. But there's many others of you out there that don't feel it's okay because you feel you're not doing anything. And I don't know if you could feel my little laser tag parentheses going, but you feel it's not doing anything because we have been taught for so long that we're, unless we're achieving, unless we're striving, unless we're accomplishing something, then there's no value to it, right? As simple as that, there's no value to it. But there is value to sitting and clearing your mind because, again, here we go, you're an energy being. You're an energy being. You're divine light within this physical body. And you need to honor both sides of that, your physicality and your divine light energy. So when you clear your mind, guess what? Guess what happens? You're less stressed because you're getting rid of excess energy because you're just simply sitting. You're being, you're allowing. And also what's happening, you might not know or maybe be aware, is that if you are sitting out in beautiful nature, it's doing its thing because it also has energy. Everything we see around us is an energy form. Energy, everything we see around us is light. So it's helping to balance your energy field. Nature is great for that. Trees are fabulous. You're feeling... poopy, sorry, is what comes to mind, is my child-friendly word. If you're not feeling your best, let's put it into some adult terms. If you're not feeling your best, you're feeling low, you're feeling flat, go find yourself a tree and just sit in its energy field. You can even ask the tree, can you help to balance me? As simple as that. Can you help to regain balance? Whatever words come into your head, or if that makes you feel silly, you could just sit there in the energy field of the tree because it will know what to do. And I guarantee you feel better. Who doesn't feel better? And I know I say this and don't mean to go there because there's many of us right now that can't go for a walk in nature. I know. And probably just craving for that. So again, if you got some house plants, make your own little nature in there. They are also nature. They're plants with a message. So they can help to balance your energy field. Another time we're going to go off and talk about, this is such a fun workshop, is understanding why you've chosen the plants for your house. And if you have no plants in your house, my friend Jenny, who hopefully is listening in Australia, beautiful creature that she is, moon goddess, who doesn't like plants. I can't figure that out. But understanding why you're drawn to certain plants. And we have one workshop I did. I sent everyone to Home Depot / Bunnings for my Australia friends. Same store, just different name. Don't know why. Same store. I said, go out there or to a nursery and just choose something and let's have a workshop connecting with that and seeing why, why we've connected with that plant. All right. Oh, we have a little bit of time left. Sorry there. So connecting with those plants. So go out. That's your homework. Go out into nature, sit in that space and just be. And if you are a journaling person, pull out your journal and just write, after a certain amount of time, what thoughts come to you. don't talk about what's going on out there. Focus only what's going on within. And let's practice step by step, thought by thought, about getting back into what is important into our heart space. Let's find and recreate this journey back home. Because again, that's what I'm feeling this is all about. This journey back to simplicity, this journey back to our heart space. It is coming home to self. And when I say that, I get goosebumps because it so resonates with me. Home has been a theme for me for years, but I know for others as well. You know, this word just keeps popping up. And be aware of words. You know, it might not all be linguists, but words are energy. They're energy. And as energy, they have power. So find, you know, this week, you know, see what words pop out at you, what words resonate with you. You don't need to know why. You don't need to explain, okay? Half the time, we don't need to know why or explain. We just need to absorb and to receive. So see if any words pop up for you. And let's talk about it. You know, again, pop on my Facebook, Mia Five Voce, and let's see. You know, we can figure this out together. But security, community, and home, those are the words for me that have been popping up and being restructured as we speak. You know, the sense of community. Where is that going to go? Are we going to go back to places of old when we had ancient villages and everyone was together? You know, how will community evolve over these next years? How will our sense of community evolve? How will our feelings? Yes, you know, again, we're not able to touch each other right now. It's such a part of being a human. Really feeling that, you know, drive home to me, not being able to touch people out there. So, but we will get beyond that, right? And we will get to in the next phase. So all very interesting what's happening, all very meant to be. So understand that. So did we finish our homework assignment? So we're going to find a place that is out in nature if we can. If not, we're going to sit with our plant in our house. But the purpose of this exercise is dedication to you. And this is what, again, is so important during this time, is that we reconnect to ourselves and that we don't forget ourselves. You know, I started last year a nonprofit called the Be Kind Revolution, which I'll talk about a bit more in weeks to come. But the whole foundation of the Be Kind Revolution is that we shine the light of kindness and compassion, not out to the world, but first on ourselves. Because we cannot share kindness and compassion with the world until we understand fully what that is. And we can't understand fully what that is unless we're sharing it with ourselves. And one more part to that is that we are not going to sit with kindness and compassion unless we're sitting in a place of love. Because neither of those things will take root in a heart that's filled with fear or darkness or anger or bitterness. That is not where compassion and kindness will grow. They only come from a place of pure love. So this game then, this game of life is all about loving ourselves. Wow, we just jumped full board forward. But this journey home to self, that is an element of it. The huge main element of it is that we finally come to accept ourselves, the light, and the dark. And that brings us home back to the void while we're sitting in this void. Part of your homework assignment is really dive in and say, hey, we're in this place of immobility right now. Many of us not going to work, not able to go to work. Spend the time with yourself, again, making that commitment to yourself, seeing what is it within you that you can bring to the light. Because one day, my lovelies, we will get through this void period. We will. It's not forever. And who knows, it might only be another blink. Things are moving very quickly, both in reality and energetically right now. Very, very quickly. It's hard to keep up with it all. On both planes, in the reality and energetically. Every day I connect, oh my goodness, okay, there's another layer to all of this now. Another thing that I'm allowed to see. So yes, it's connecting to that darkness and honoring that. When you love yourself, and oh, we will talk so much about this. When you're loving yourself fully, it means accepting all. It means taking those dark bits from the places that you shoved them down in the dust, in the darkness, and you pull them out to the light, and you go, you see this? You see this thing, which I thought was hidden and is ugly and raw? I love it. Okay, maybe that was a bit of drama. But it is that feeling that I love it. I love it too. And you know why? Because it made me who I am. You are not who you are by being only one-sided. If you are shoving your dark bits down, I guarantee you, you are walking this life unbalanced and unhappy. I guarantee it. I just, put, yes, offer everything to that. Got to honor the dark. So as we sit in this dark moon energy today, let's honor the dark. Let's make that part of our practice, of our homework, of your assignment. Lots of homework. Get your journal out and write, you know, all of Mia's homework assignments. But let's reconnect to ourselves. But let's pull out something that we can look at. And maybe, finally, facing it, let it go. How much lighter you will feel when you begin to let go. How much brighter. How much happier, how much you'll skip and sing through your life. It's just this sense of, I can't explain it other than to say it's lighter, because that really is feeling it is energetically. Oh, my lovely, so beautiful to be in this space with you. So beautiful. I am truly grateful for sharing this space and for you honoring my path as I honor yours. And I will share with you from my heart to your heart. We are all one. So have a beautiful week. Do your homework. And Mia will be back from the big island of Hawaii, from her volcano home, next Tuesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and throughout the week.